This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutritionist has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Yo, we're back with another edition of K100 Sports. Boom.
Big fight weekend here in Vegas. A lot of buzz.
Right.
Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia. Bro, they've been doing great media.
Right.
Like, they are building a lot of interest. And let me tell you something. This is kind of weird in Vegas. Very rarely does this happen because it never happens with the UFC, right?
Right.
Bro, they blacked out the fight on pay-per-view and like the bars and casinos, like, they can't show the fight. You have to go to the fight. Okay, so it's like kind of like it's a hot ticket, obviously, you know, and stuff. There's gonna be a lot of stars there. But you've watched a lot of the banter between these two going into this fight, right?
Right.
Bro, tell me if you get the same feeling I do when they're talking trash to each other. Okay. Like you saw the thing where they did the Instagram live, or they did the, or they were on TikTok or Instagram live or something where they challenged each other for the whole purse. Did you ever see that clip?
No, I didn't see it, but you told me about it.
Okay, so they had a clip and they were on Instagram live shooting the shit with each other, and they basically Gervonta Davis goaded him into putting up his whole purse for the fight. And remember when like Antonio Brown? Remember when he got out of the Raiders contract, he was jumping around going, I'm free. So bro, Gervonta Davis was jumping around in his house going, I'm getting paid. Like, he's very confident, right? So then they had the press conference or the stare down, whatever it was yesterday. And Gervonta Davis had $100,000 out in a bag of cash. Did you see that?
No.
And he's flaunting around and like, you know, but Ryan Garcia's going – you know, dude, you're gonna learn one day. Like, you don't need to be like that every day. Like, and like, Gervonta Davis goes, dude, I'm a prize fighter. You know, this is my money. It's like I'm showing everybody. Like, you know, so, bro, I get when I watch these guys trash talk, I get the feeling that Gervonta Davis is the A side and Ryan Garcia is the B side, because I don't think Ryan Garcia believes a lot of the stuff that he's saying. He's just doing it for show, and I think he's nervous. Do you get that when you've seen like they're trash talking with each other?
No, but you could be right. I get the idea that Garcia in his mind thinks he's going to knock him out. And if he doesn't think that, he's going to get knocked out. And like, just bro, his hands are really quick and he's got a devastating left hook. Mm-hmm. And Davis keeps alluding to that. That's all you got is a left hook. And he goes, well, once it catches you, you're going to go to sleep.
Right.
And the trash talking is other level because they're both bringing it. Usually one guy does the trash talking, the other guy doesn't hold up, but they're both doing it. Ryan's done a great job. Just my only problem with him is he hasn't been in with the type of people that Gervonta Davis has, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to see this. They've talked me into the match, which is what you got to do, you know.
I'm wondering which
is one of my main complaints about wrestling promos, because if you're not talking the person into seeing the thing, your match, you haven't really done a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now they're both saying they're going to break each other's jaw. But that's
right.
Hyperbole.
Well, right, of course. Like that's because they're saying it's going to happen. Give me a break, right? Like, you know, how often is a boxer get his jaw broken in a fight? Like, it goes whole career, it may not happen, right?
There is bad blood, which is good.
There is bad blood. But I'm wondering, you know, the criticism that you just had for Garcia, it reminds me of Bivol and Canelo.
Right.
Remember, because like Bivol was like a guy is like, okay, well, the guy's like 20-0, but like, has the guy fought anybody?
Right.
And like, you look at Canelo, he's fought like a million guys. So like, he fought a who's who, basically, you know. Do you think this might be the same scenario where Garcia?
No, because even, I'll tell you why, because Canelo had to go up in weight. This guy was way bigger than him.
Right.
And these guys are like at a catch weight.
Right.
You know? And so they're both at a weight they're both comfortable at.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm giving the edge to Davis, but this might be a really good fight because, you know, Ryan Garcia kind of knows that he doesn't put in a good performance, he's exposed. And he may not be able to get another big fight until he starts beating people, you know.
So I talked to my boxing guy here in Vegas, and he's like, his brother writes for Sure Dog Boxing. He's like he used to spar and stuff. Like, he knows all the boxing and everything.
Right.
So I always just send him a text before big fights and stuff and thing, and just ask him, like, you know, and I value this guy's opinion a lot because he's always, you know, like he to show how good he is. Who was the guy that fought the guy that was his trainer was the chick. And he was going to be fighting, was he fighting Canelo or something? Like I said, but like there was a thing where like this guy was going to be five. I forget the guy's name.
You're talking about that. She was always dressed up like a military.
Right. She was managing the guy and he was knocking people out. She rejuvenated his career and everything. And like, they were giving him a puncher's chance against Canelo. Okay. And then my friend was saying, dude, there's no way this guy's going to last three rounds with Canelo. It's like, it's just not, and it, Canelo slaughtered him. You know, same thing, right? So this guy, this friend of mine, I value his opinion a lot. And this is basically what he says, okay, for this fight. I asked him, say, what's your take on Garcia Davis? He says, Davis easy. I'm like, inside the distance are points. He said, Garcia will come out strong, but by the mid rounds, it will be all over for him. Anything can happen. But I don't see Garcia making it out without getting knocked out. So he's in on a Gervonta Davis knockout, which I'm kind of like trending towards, just because I'm watching studying body language and the way these guys are talking. I just get the feeling that Garcia is talking a good game, and I see kind of weakness in his words and his body language. You know, okay,
let me tell you what Mike Tyson said.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be there, and he goes, "Good fight." You've got to say tank. I say tank, but it's going to be a good fight. I don't think it will go 12, but it could. I doubt it.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of the way I think about it, too. I think that if Garcia doesn't get him early, tank takes him into deep waters, and he just destroys him.
And I think that the boxing fans kind of need this.
Yeah.
Like, two guys talk major shit. Right. And one of them has to stop the other, decide like that's the finish, you know, because it could go to the scorecards and that's what I'm worried about. Bro, right. You know, the boxing game is like very rarely does a big fight come around. Like there's a few of them coming up. Right. But boxing always seems to be like you just kind of get in the back of your mind. Fuck this shit's a work. Right. You know, like the judge's decision, it's a split. This is a bad decision. They set up a rematch, everything. That's what I'm worried about here. But like boxing, the way these guys have trash talked and the build up to this is perfect scenario for boxing for a knockout, one or the other, you know, and I think it'd be like really, really good for the sport, you know. So, but I'm picking Davis by knockout, huh? Yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm picking Davis by knockout. But like I said, I think Garcia could get him early. But I think Gervonta Davis knows that. I think his team knows that. Let's tire him out and then let's knock him out.
Right. Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shaves, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
if he's interested
in Manscaped. Yeah, he's interested for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's
awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's get into the playoffs so far. So as we're recording this, Boston's playing Atlanta. I don't see the – I mean,
right.
It's probably going to be a sweep. I mean, Atlanta just has – Atlanta's only had like pockets of a few minutes where they've looked good in the series, but Boston just completely is a better team.
What Atlanta's done very well, though, is that, and let me tell you why, because I've watched 80% of the Celtics games this year. Mm-hmm. The Celtics, a lot of times, more than you would think, had huge leads and lost.
Right.
Okay? And they almost did it with Atlanta twice, but yeah. They were able to hold on. You know?
Well, good teams that have Milwaukee – the Celtics, the Sixers and stuff, they all have that problem.
Right.
Because they all have a lot of stars. They all score a lot of points, and they all get bored when they get ahead. You can see it out there. They're standing around. They're just standing 3-point line, waiting for a pass, a shoot a three. Like, they don't really play right. They don't hustle, and they just let teams back in because they can beat teams at will. And, unfortunately, when that happens, it makes the series exciting that a team comes back and now all of a sudden you got a close game. Perfect example. The other night, the Denver blew out Minnesota the first game.
Right.
And was blowing them out the second game.
Right.
And then, you go in six straight quarters of blowing a team out. It's like, it's just human nature. Such that they took the foot off the gas. Right. And then Minnesota came right back and, came back from 21 points down and took the lead. That can happen in the NBA. It can happen very fast. In a span of 5 minutes of game time, a team cuts a 15-point lead down, which is why the playoffs are so exciting, because that happens in the playoffs. Bro, you blow a game and you lose a game in the series. And it's very interesting. Go ahead.
So the most interesting storyline to me is the injuries.
Uh-huh.
Hurt his hand.
Right.
That charge call. Mm-hmm. Missed, half of game one and all of game two. Tyler Hero broke his hand against the Bucks.
Right.
Giannis hurt his back, missed.
Yeah, bad fall. That example. That's like the workers that take the bump and they don't do the flat back bump and you land on your ass, you can get hurt. That's exactly what it was, right? Yeah.
Draymond Green was assessed a flagrant 2 foul for stomping on Sabonis.
I want to talk about that. Let's do a sidebar here.
Right.
What did you think about that?
Well, I think he should have been.
When you're white, Sabonis is European.
Huh?
Sabonis is a European.
Right.
Bro, didn't that have the vibe of the soccer player sell? Where he was just overselling it.
Everybody sells and flops, but he did stomp on him. He could have walked over him. He goes, where am I supposed to land my foot?
How about the floor?
I'm supposed to stretch my foot? Well, bro, how far is the floor from his chest that you couldn't have just stepped on the floor?
Right.
He stomped him. And Draymond's known for foot. I mean, it isn't a guy that's, it isn't like somebody like Stephen Curry that isn't really known for dirty play. He's known for doing shit like that. He should have known better. I don't think they should have suspended him because he's a guy people pay to see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Should have just fined him, but he'll be back for the next game.
Yeah. They didn't miss anything. The thing I thought was funny is Draymond's a podcast. He has a podcast, right? And it was kind of funny how the other podcasters were kind of coming to his defense in that scenario. The people say, if he would have grabbed my foot, I would have kicked him in the face. They'll just stomp it on him was like, right. he got the guy off easy and everything. But bro, I watch it. He didn't, it looked like a stomp, but it didn't look like a, like a stump that was trying to hurt the guy. It was just like, you know, like kind of.
I don't know if this is a work or not, but if you, it, you know, the next day it was reported that guy had a bruised sternum. So I don't know.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No way.
Look it up. I'll give you two. You look it up.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
I did not. Did Sabonis have a bruised sternum after game one of the game or whatever, how you would fight?
Sabonis bruised sternum. I would think that that's that's gainsmanship.
Could be.
The team released a medical update late Tuesday night revealing that Sabonis suffered a bruised sternum in the fourth quarter. So the team released a medical update? Okay, so is he going to miss a game then?
I don't think so.
A sustained sternum contusion? I don't know.
He didn't miss the second game, right?
He played. Yeah. And he got back up and he finished the game. But I'm like, you know, I don't know. This could all be gamesmanship. Did he play? He played game three.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And he had, you see what his stats were?
No.
He had like 50. Okay. So he played game three. And this is after he supposedly had a bruised sternum. Correct. Right. And that's what they're calling it. Right. Let me read you these numbers. Okay. All right. Here's his numbers. So with the bruised sternum, Sabonis had 15 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. but he was minus 20 on the plus minus. So
let's take into account two things. The NBA, just like football, is a billion-dollar enterprise. How many times have you seen football players go into that little tent, hurt, and come out and play? How many times have we seen basketball players go to the back and then they come back and they play? They probably got some shit like fentanyl that isn't as fucking bad, you know, that just takes away your pain for a game or two or whatever is needed.
Right.
You know? And that's what I'm thinking.
Well, there's a drug that they give the NFL players, supposedly, Toradol, right? Yeah, supposedly. Yeah, who knows? Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've taken that before, bro. It's fucking strong.
So, Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
So check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
How long is Paul George? Is he up for the whole series?
I heard that if it goes like 6 or 7 games, he may come back, but he can't be in shape.
But how wild was that game without George, without fucking Kyrie and Norman Powell went loose?
Well, then, here's a good angle if you gamble in the NBA playoffs, right? Every game that the team has lost their star player, they've covered the spread. And I've always had a theory about this, right? Especially in the NFL.
Right.
Okay. And I've always like said bet on the backup quarterback at home and bet against the backup quarterback on the road, right? When your star player's out, it seems like psychologically this is like the theory. The rest of the team plays harder, okay? The home crowd gets with the game more because your star player's out and the fans are more into it because right. they have a sense of urgency.
Right.
The other team, because the star player is out, has kind of like a mental they're more relaxed mentally because they don't know they have to deal with the Giannis. They know they don't have to deal with right. Cowie and everything. But, bro, teams are 10, 12 players deep.
Right.
It's like sometimes your bench players get more time because the star is out, and sometimes your bench players are good players.
Very good point. Perfect example,
the Clippers have one of the best benches in the league.
Right.
And they kept the game close against Phoenix last night. Because Kawhi's out, but like they've got a good bench, and these guys are getting more – Powell's getting more minutes, and look what the guy did. What do you have, 42 points?
Right.
You know, it's like – so, bro, a lot of NBA – for example, remember that guy in the Nets, Cam Thomas?
Yeah.
When Durant was hurt, right. and they just stuck the guy in there, and all of a sudden the guy had like three 40-point games in a row?
Yeah, right.
Like, dude, there's a lot of guys in the NBA that can step into that spot because they're all great players. They can all score. They can all shoot. Like, you give a guy 35, 40 minutes sometimes, and he's only getting 12 or 13. Right. Like, don't be surprised the guy puts up 35 points.
Right.
You know, because these are NBA professional players, like the best in the world. So it's like I've always liked that angle. I think some teams are just built. I think the Lakers, because they weren't that deep, they had issues when LeBron and AD were out, so they were buried, right?
Right.
But when they just had AD and LeBron was out, they were fine. Because
right.
AD lights up the scoreboard. He gets a lot of points. He gets a lot of rebounds. He gets a lot of assists. He gets a lot of, like, it's everything, right?
All the other guys, like Humachara.
Right. They fill up the stat sheet. So it's like that. So that's why.
One trend that bothers me a little bit, because, as you know, Phoenix traded away after fucking team to get Durant. They have zero bench. Bro, in right. the first two games, okay, their uh-huh. bench scored like 25 points. That's
right.
And here's the other part. Kevin Durant and Booker have both played like 45 minutes each, or 44 right. minutes, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. That's going to be hard to sustain. You can get it. And those are – but the Durant's an injury-prone player.
Right.
So
what did you think about now? Here, I want to hear your opinion on this, because what did you think about Brooks saying LeBron was I don't care.
He's old. He didn't get many. He just completely disrespected him.
Right. Now, bro, you think he comes back and he fucking teaches him a lesson, or no?
You would think in LeBron's history that when he's been challenged like that, he's always stepped up to the plate, but he is kind of older right. and he's not as efficient as he was. I just think that Memphis, with, Ja Morant, throwing money in the strip club,
right.
Him and his dad getting into it with Shannon Sharp at the court side. Bro, and Memphis is like one of the highest murder – it's a rough town, a lot of crime.
And they look – I saw the same thing. When I saw him with the big DB chain
uh-huh.
and, Morant's out there, and they just – they're like kind of thugs.
They're embracing the town.
The
heelish, like Memphis is like a heel city now. And they're just buying into that, right? But what happens with that is, bro, the crowd gets with it.
Of course. The game wasn't over, and they were saying, whoop that trick,
I know. So it's like, so it makes for good TV when the players assume like personalities and play like characters and put the glasses on and the chains and play, cutting promos on. Bro, it's going to be a very high rated game.
It is
tomorrow when they play. People are going to watch. Because they're invested.
Playoffs have been doing very, very well in the ratings.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, because it's good storylines,
So let's talk a little hockey real quick. My Bees lost to Florida in game two. You guys got whooped by the Jets, then came back. Did you see that guy bearing 75 stitches and came back?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ridiculous.
The NHL is the first 2 days, the road teams went 6-2.
Yeah.
Which is, and that happens in hockey all the time. Hockey's got the worst home. Hockey's home ice advantage is only in game seven.
Right.
Like all the other games are toss-ups, like because all these teams are – all the playoff teams are in the playoffs because they were all good on the road too.
Right.
So it's like, you know, like you have all the teams that they're good at home and good on the road. So it's like they're going to – it makes it exciting. The teams are not going to hold home court, you know, like they do.
Okay.
But I was very – but what I was surprised at is that you get in the playoffs, you know, and like your teams are playing at a high level each year. Like some of these teams are really – like the Knights, Boston, they're the top team in the East, top team in the West. Bro, when they lost, they didn't just lose. They got killed.
Yeah.
You know, Boston lost 6-2. The Knights lost 5-1. It just looked like they got pummeled. And like,
could you believe the Toronto Tampa Bay game? They scored all those goals on the Russian goalie.
Yeah. It's like, but that's what happens in the NHL, and it's like this because I've been betting on the NHL for years. When a good team gets blown out,
right,
you bet them the next game, and they over right. like 90% of the time it seems they come back the next game because that's the way hockey is. You just
read the newspaper, they got to hear the radio shit,
and the other team relaxes because they just beat your ass. They played at a high level. Now they lose energy. The next is just, you know, it's a good dichotomy. This is why. So next week when we do sports, some of these series will be settled, but right now we're still in the heart of it, and so I'm invested.
Let me just say two quick things about baseball. First one, mm-hmm. How awesome was that? Game where Judge robbed Ohtani of a home run that hit one himself.
Yeah, that was awesome. It seems like people say, oh, this is a work, right?
Right. Well, yeah. That worked like three times.
Yeah, right.
And my boy Tatis comes back.
Yeah.
So we'll make a big difference, bro. He, to me, was the most exciting player in the major leagues. He was leading the National League in home runs before he got hurt, but he just needed to mature. First of all, I can't believe he was in a motorcycle accident and that wasn't written into his contract that he couldn't ride motorcycles.
Right.
Then he was taking steroids, you know. But I think, you know, he looks like he's come back and he understands that he fucked up. At least he's saying the right things.
Well, plus two, the thing about him is that he was on TV. He's like the Padres, like one of the most highest TV rated teams because of him.
Right.
Remember those Dodgers series where he was getting into it with guys and sliding hard and second? Bro, the guy's good for the game because baseball's kind of a boring sport. Right. You want these guys like him. You know?
That's the thing, man. Baseball is a boring sport. Even in the NBA, a little bit of taunting and you get a technical.
Right.
Why can't they let people taunt other people? What's the big deal?
Like Harden got thrown out.
Right.
And like, you know, Charles Barkley was on like, man, this is ridiculous. It's like nobody is watching to see the referees.
Right.
Come on.
It's like, all the time, and it's true. Why? Right. They fucked the, you know, Harden should not have been tossed. But anyways, the playoffs have been great. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to watch, you know, this weekend the games and the Ryan Garcia fight. So this is a really good weekend for sports fans, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right.
So that's been our sports talk. If you got any question, comments, whatever, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. And until next week, this has been K100 Sports. Boom. There is a lot of shit going on this weekend.